Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now with Nathan Newdorf, the Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, great to be with you. Appreciate the conversation.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today is around renewable energy projects. We saw a little bit of a pause, shall we say, on the approval of some big energy projects around that for the past little while in the province of Alberta. That has since been lifted. I think it was just a few days ago now. Why don't you guys start by telling us a little bit about some of the work that kind of happened around that during the little pause, if you will.
You bet. We asked our Alberta Utilities Commission, the AUC, to do an inquiry basically because we saw renewables coming to Alberta in huge numbers. In fact, like 92% of all the development in renewable energy and battery storage in 2023, all across Canada, 92% happened in Alberta. And we were just having this huge influx of it. And our system wasn't necessarily designed to handle renewables. It was designed around a few coal-fired generation and stable transmission lines and 15 sites, give or take. And now we're at hundreds and hundreds of sites. So we just saw a whole really rapidly changing scenario that was actually causing some instability because the characteristics of renewables changed. So we really studied that inquiry and asked them to inquire into that to set some guidelines for how we can do this more responsibly and in a more balanced way.
And now that you've got this kind of all sorted out with the approvals now being happening on renewable energy, what are kind of some of the, investments you're looking to attract with this now?
Well, we're looking to attract investment through stability and clear guidelines. We made it clear that agriculture is a pretty big part of Alberta, and on those really highly productive lands, that we just have to make sure that we can do both if they want to choose to go that way. We've also made it known that tourism is really important in Alberta, and the size of particularly wind turbines has grown over the years to some of them are now the size of the Calgary Tower. They're just enormous, and we want to make sure that we don't have any negative impacts on our pristine landscapes, which is our foothills and our mountains. And with that, we can continue to grow investment in all these sectors together in a responsible way. And clarifying that is going to really help stabilize which projects can go where and how we can grow our industry in a stable and balanced way.
Also, I know another big part of this is some of the reliability and sustainability on kind of the power grid itself. I'm sure we remember what happened that one week back in January where it was, you know, minus 40s all over the place, and there was that alert that went out the one night on the power grid. So with getting some of these renewables and trying to get more of them happening, how is that going to help with some of the, I guess, the sustainability of the power grid itself here in Alberta?
Exactly. This is what we needed to recognize, the different characteristics of different generation. And we can't have an imbalance because of events like January 13th, which were increasing in frequency at the time. We want to make sure that we grow in a balanced way. And the real difference is that base load or dispatchable, that it's there. You can call on it when you need it. We need to make sure that we have a very strong and healthy natural gas generation. We can even increase our growth in geothermal and biomass. We're looking at the future, what new technologies we could have to help reduce those emissions, and that's hydrogen blending or nuclear at some point in the future. So those are making sure that we have that balanced approach, that system-wide planning, that long-term for the future, that no matter what the condition, if it's sunny and windy, that's great. Renewables are a real asset during those times, but we all know that sometimes in winter it can get really cold and dark and no wind, and we need to be able to have the power that we need at that point as well. So this is part of really good planning to make sure that no matter what the weather is doing, we have the electricity that we need everywhere across the province.
And I know locally here in the Peace region, there have been some groups that have been involved with trying to get things like solar and wind and also a little talks recently around nuclear as well when it comes to renewable energy. What are kind of some things you're looking to see, particularly with kind of some of the more rural areas of the province? How can they can get more different sources of energy up, if you will?
Yeah, that's a really big piece and really important because we all know our rural areas is where a lot of our production comes from, both agriculture and oil and gas and forestry. All kinds of things happen out there. Being responsible with them so that they can sustain the way of life that they've had for generations, accommodate new innovations in a responsible way. Very important. So that's where the planning we're looking for. And we are looking at where solar and wind fit into those mixes. That's great. But what new technology is out there? Like I said, hydrogen and its blending into natural gas, or what it can do. Nuclear, that was Peace River region was where that conversation began something like 15 years ago. So we're looking at that technology again, saying, how do we create the structure, the format, the balance of regulation and legislation so that we can look and adopt those things that where they work. But again, making sure that we're responsible for not just our land use, but also our emissions and the future for our kids. And we think there's a lot of innovators out there in rural that want to adopt these different things, and giving them and their municipalities say before the AUC in a legal way will help them do that and help us grow together.
And finally, whatever have guests joined us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat. I'd also like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that these politicians are people too. Now we are getting a little closer to springtime and some of the weather getting a little better in different areas of the province. You know, people have sort of different activities they'd like to do when the weather gets better outside. What about with you? What's kind of some of your go-to springtime activities?
Yeah, well, my wife is quite a gardener, but it's my job to dig up the vegetable garden and get that planted in the spring. We're probably a little ways away from that yet, but we're looking forward to that and getting outside. I also like to do a little running. It's a great stress reliever, so try to get out there and put some miles on the old running shoes as well. Keep my waistline in check, so hopefully that's of interest to your listeners.
Yeah, sure they'll hopefully get some time to do some work on all of that. Nathan Dudorf, Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it, Tom.